up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings and salutations once again as we get things rolling with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. And it's your old-time oldies show, back for another week of spinning some polka records. Got a couple of record players plugged in here. We're ready for some action. So hopefully you got an hour with nothing better to do than hang out, listen to the show. I mean, you can do stuff while you're listening to the show. A lot of people just dance, but you can, wash the car if you're someplace where it's not 15 below or whatever the case might be. But anyway, glad you're along. Let's just get right into the records here. How about the Ball Airs? And my shoes keep walking back to you. My shoes keep walking back to you, just leaves me stuck home barefoot. I don't know how that happens. Anyway, the Ball Airs here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show as another week is underway. Been cold up here in Minnesota. I don't know how it is where you're at. We had like 15 below, 17 below earlier in the week. Things are supposed to mellow out a little bit and then get cold again. I know, typical winter for us. I know a lot of you are lounging around in Arizona and Florida and around the country there. And I know we have some folks in San Francisco and, a lot of places where it's not cold and snowy. But anyway, my original project today was to put a new battery in the plow truck. The other one was 8 years old and it was kind of dying. And they said the weather was going to be like in the mid-20s, near 30 degrees today. And so far it's up to 6. That is not warm enough for me to go out in the driveway and put a battery in a truck, let me tell you. So we'll see how that pans out anyway. Here are the Dynastics. It's the Shoeshine Polka. And what is that? Shoeshine Polka. I almost introduced the record I haven't played yet. Man, confusion this early in this show. That is not a good sign. Dynastics here at Tim's Hoopa Hour and your old-time oldies show rolling along for another week. It's old-time because it's polkas. It's oldies because everything we play on the show comes from records. And so, you know, they're probably all at least 40 years old. They kind of quit making records not that way back. I always say not that long ago. It's like 40 years ago, practically now. Wow, crazy how time flies, isn't it? Let's have one from the Starlights. Don't hear the Starlights very often on the show. Here's the Hard to Get Polka. The Starlights, it's the Hard to Get Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where every week we talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out online, if nothing else. I mean, you can't just jump in the car and drive up to Superior, Wisconsin. I always say drive up because I assume most people are south of where I'm at. I mean, I know there's people around here, and I know there's people north of here, but most of the world is south of here, and so you would drive up. But anyway, check them out online if you have a chance, worldofaccordions.org, because it really is a world of accordions. Blow your mind, like 4,000 accordions all in one place, different styles, models, types, different brands, different makes, different philosophies of musical button pushing. I don't know, but check them out, man. You can see a few pictures at their website and kind of poke around the museum a little bit in picture form. You can read a lot of history and information. You can learn about their concert hall, some of the activities they've had, some of the activities they have coming up. Just a good place to kind of be in touch, looking for something to do this spring or summer. Maybe you want to plan a trip. Make sure they're going to be open. Maybe book a campground or one of the groovy hotels or resorts along the north shore of Lake Superior. Good place to kick off a trip is at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online. Worldofaccordions.org is all you got to do. All right? Here's one from the Soundabouts Orchestra. I haven't heard this one in a long time. It's been a while since this one's come around. Ah, we all know we call her Lalechka, right?
As pretty as can be, and we call her Lalechka. up all night, but we call her La Lechka. She's always in a fight, and she keeps us up all night. Still, we call her La Lechka. And we call her La Lechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her La Lechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her La Lechka. As can be, and we call her La Lechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her La Lechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her La Lechka.
Soundabouts Orchestra and La Lechka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out. Remember, now you have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever. You need to get in touch with Zumpa Hour World Headquarters. There are several ways you can do that. If you have any kind of a phone, you can leave a voice message. If your phone calls people, at area code 218-259-2985. Now, that very same number will work if you want to send a text message, 218-259-2985. All right, now you can you can text or you can voice message to that number. And, of course, there's good old email, just oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one, oompahour@aol.com. And we're on the Facebook, too, facebook.com. It's Tim's Oompa Hour there, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, I believe, is what you got to do to get it cooking along there. So, hey, if you have a request or something, by all means, send it along. The more advanced time you give me, the better, because my records are not organized, and you never know the synchronicity of when a show is happening, because it all depends what station you're listening to it on, because they all play it at different times, different days of the week and whatnot. So allow plenty of time. Takes me a while to find a song. I'll see if I can't get something on for you. Or maybe there's a band that you remember, but you can't think of a song by them. You know, just let me know the band, and I'll track down something that they did that we can play here on the show. So there you go. There's an oldie but a goodie. They're all oldies, but this one's oldier. It's an extended play 45. Remember those two songs on each side of a 45? And this one has got a lot of miles on it, and it's an older record on the Dana label, which you probably know. And we have the Harmony Bells Orchestra, and it's the Tom Tom Polka. Thank you. And there you go. That's the Harmony Bells Orchestra, one of those little extended play 45s. The sound's a little thin on those because they got to squeeze a lot of grooves onto one side of a 45. So you got one 45 RPM record with four songs on it. You get like double your money's worth out of one of those right here on the Oompa Hour. Here's a group called Old Country and an appropriate title for a song. It's the Farm Roads Polka. Old Country there, the Farm Roads Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm kind of glad, I'm kind of proud of myself because I'm organized this week. I already got, since the beginning of the show, I already had a waltz picked out for later because we always have a waltz, and I already have a 78 picked out for our official 78 of the week, too. So, man, I am feeling, like, exceptionally organized today. Now, I'm going to play a record that I almost never play. And it's a really quiet record because it's a lot of grooves and a very fine thing on a 45. And 1,000 years ago, when I worked at the Polka radio station in St. Paul, we had a lot of very popular songs that people would request a lot. They were not necessarily polkas, but they fit the old-time definition, and this is one of those. I haven't played this for a long, 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 long time, and I used to have to play it like once a week on the show back in the day because people would request it so often. And I guess you can dance to this one. It's definitely old school. It's a little bit Norwegian compared to Swedish, whatever, than what we normally play. But it's a great record, and I'm sure a lot of you will remember it. Here's Slim Jim and Nicolina. You remember this one?
When you're in love, you're in an awful torture. Whoever tried it will not disagree. I was so very fond of Nicolina, and Nicolina just as fond of me. I asked her dad about her hand in marriage, and got the answer in the strangest way. I never yet have left from any doorstep in such a hurry as I did that day. So I went home and wrote to Nicolina, oh Nicolina, won't you meet me soon? Meet me in the woods on Wednesday evening and be there with the rising of the moon.
Oh, Nicolina, oh, Nicolina,
and be there with the rising of the moon. And there I met a figure disconcerting, the moon no greater glory could attain. The one I met was Nicolina's papa, armed with the meanest, most disturbing cane. And then my knees, how they began to tremble. I tried to run, but there was not a chance. For in the woods, while on my knees I stumbled, the cane began to do a polka dance. So I went home and wrote to Nicolina, there's not the slightest bit of hope in me. If you don't end me of this awful torture, I'll end it all by jumping in the sea.
Oh, Nicolina, oh, Nicolina, I'll end it all by jumping in the sea.
And Nicolina answered in a hurry, oh, darling Carl, don't be so unwise. A suicide is nothing but a dumbbell. Why don't you wait until the old man dies? And now I wait, and so does Nicolina, to see the old man kick the bucket soon. And on his grave we're planting for remembrance the cane he used upon me neath the moon.
Oh, Nicolina, oh, Nicolina, the cane he used upon me neath the moon.
All right, there you go. Slim Jim Nicolina. That was so darn popular to play on the show back at the Polka Station in St. Paul a million years ago. Just don't get to play that one very often, so I just thought I'd slip it in there this week. Time to hear from Dave Retschko and his orchestra. Another one of those records doesn't come around very often here on the show. This is the Model T Polka. And there you go, the Dave Retschko Orchestra. That's the Model T Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. This happens every week right here, right about this same time at this same location. So there you go. All right, I expect you to come around again next week and catch up here on the show. I got to get a waltz ready to go here in a few minutes. I'll work on that in a second. Got to get our 78 of the week in here. I have some good news here. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, but I like when you look at good news, you know, like business is up or deaths are down or donuts are fresh or whatever they tell you. You'll be glad to know that shark attacks were down in 2024. Huh? That's good to know. I don't know if any of you live where there are sharks. I know we got people in coastal cities that are listening to the show. Shark attacks down slightly for 2024, according to the experts at TrackingSharks.com, a website I've never been to. They say there were 76 shark attacks in 2024. Only 6 were fatal, which is down from 15 back in 2023, so that's good news. The U.S. had 36 shark attacks, the most happening in Florida with 19. During an average person's lifetime, their odds of being killed in a shark attack are 1 in 3.75 million, compared with, say, dying from a car accident, where the odds are 1 out of 84. My odds of dying in a shark attack are 1 out of infinity, because you would have to be where there are sharks. There are no sharks in Minnesota, not even in Lake Superior. And even though on a rare occasion, once every 37 years, I might go to a coastal state. I mean, I've been to North Carolina. I've been to California, but it's been a long time. I've been to Florida, but it's been an even longer time. I don't go running around in the ocean. Last time I was in the ocean, I think, was 1977. 77, I think. I tried to take a surfing lesson, and that was stupid, so I've learned my lesson. It's not going to be a problem. Good news. Shark attacks down last year. Elmer Scheid now. Here's the Two Eddies Polka. And there you have Elmer Scheid there. That is the Two Eddies Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour and your old-time oldies show. Now we always get a waltz in every show, as y'all well know. And you probably saw it coming by now. So let's get a waltz into the show here while we have time. And dancers, you might want to get ready if you got to scoot some furniture out of the way. I think most people by now probably flip on the show and they know there's a waltz coming, so they already clear out some dancing space. Hey, maybe you're polkaing too. Maybe you're doing the polka hop or something. You know, all the more power to you. But it's waltz time right now. We always get at least one in every show. And if you're ready, I have the Jolly Fisherman. And here we go with the Red and White Waltz. Dancers at ease. There's the Red and White Waltz from the Jolly Fisherman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I hope that satisfied all your waltz requirements for another week anyway. I'm going to work on getting this particular turntable switched over for spinning the 78 here, because we always have a 78 in every show too. I got to get to work on that. In the meantime, over here, another record doesn't come around very often. It's G with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. And I've always told my wife, we ever need to get a new cat. Our cat's like 21 years old, man. She's still hanging in there. But if we have to get a new cat one day, I'm naming it Hugo Winterhalter, whether it's a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter what you name your cat. I don't know about you, but we always just call our cat the cat. Hey, cat, come here, cat. Hi, kitty. What are you doing, kitty? Come here, cat. Her real name is Prada, which I know is a fancy name brand for women's clothing or whatever. That was the name she had when we adopted her as a kitten from the cat lady. Her name was Prada, so that's her name. And once in a great while, we'll call her Prada. But most of the time, she's, hey, cat, come here, cat. So if you name a cat Hugo Winterhalter, the only time it comes up is when somebody says, hey, what's your cat's name? And you say Hugo Winterhalter, then it's funny. And most people today don't even know who Hugo Winterhalter is. But this is his orchestra with G. This is the Saddle Shoe Polka.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball. And rock, the raptor's gonna wow. Pick you up at 8 for a polka date with our own school crowd. Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie, you know they're going steady. And that's a good idea for you and me. So come on, baby, don't miss the party. Sandwiches and soda pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fun. Our two hearts will be be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like our dancing feet are too hot, we'll be doing happy polka time. Happy polka time.
Hey, if nothing else, that one gets an A for ambition. Huh? Rather zippy little tune there. It's G with Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra. Sometimes that's hard to say. That's the Saddle Shoe Polka. I don't know. We said we're going to the prom tonight, and they're going to dance Saddle Shoe Polka. I don't think most people wore saddle shoes to the prom. Did they? Didn't you wear something a little fancier than that? I don't know. I mean, maybe. I guess they'd be better for dancing than some kind of fancy, sparkly high heels or something. But, hey, I'm no fashion expert, but I know this. I know we got to get our official 78 of the week in here. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know. And the time has come to do that right now. I got the machine all cranked up over here. And I have the Mary Max, who had a couple of hit records. I don't think this was one of them. In fact, this is actually, according to the label, the B-side of the record. I don't remember what was on the other side, but it wasn't a polka, so it didn't make the cut right away. But anyway, here are the Mary Max at 78 RPM and the Choo Choo Polka.
As the choo choo rambled down the railroad track, no one cared when they were coming back. On everybody's face, you'd see a smile as they danced the polka down the aisle. Boys and girls in moments so sublime, their hearts beating out in polka time. They kept singing and they wouldn't stop till the engineer blew his whistle. Then he blew his top. As the choo-choo rambled down the railroad track, no one cared when they were coming back. Everybody sang this happy song as the choo-choo polkas right along. For the moments flew, 'cause this was wooing time. Their hearts beating out in brewing time. They got so happy that they'd shout and yell till the engineer blew his whistle. Then he rang his bell.
The porter took our baggage, we started in to move. The engine started rocking, but really in the groove.
The conductor gave the downbeat as he yelled all aboard. To a polka rhythm, the choo-choo engine roared.
When the choo-choo rumbled down the tumble-down railroad track, yak! Nobody knew or even cared if they were ever coming back. And everybody's face for a happy smile.
Like a happy child,
they danced a hokey polka down the aisle. Oh, the moments flew, 'cause this was woo-woo-in time. Their hearts beating out in the ruin time. They kept singing and they wouldn't stop till the engineer blew his whistle. Rang his bell, let off steam, heard him yell, choo-choo polka time.
And there you go. That's a fun one there from the Mary Max and the choo-choo polka. There's our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78. That just proved it right there. I'll put that one over here in the done pile. I'm going to have to build a shelf for the 78s pretty soon. I can see that coming. I'm trying to decide what I want to do here. Well, I'm going to save a commercial here and do another song before I do that. Uncle Steve's Polka. Steve Adamczyk. Adamczyk? I'm not sure. I never know how to say it for sure. Steve Adamczyk and his Hungry Six, which I always thought is a pretty good name for a band. It's like they're not making enough money to go to McDonald's or something. Here's Uncle Steve's Polka. There you go, the Hungry Six. Ha ha, Steve Adamczyk at his Hungry Six there with Uncle Steve's Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show as time marches on for another show this week. Glad you're along to enjoy the records, enjoy the fun here on the show, and any random babbling I have that might be somewhat entertaining to you anyway, huh? What do we got here? See if we can't sneak another couple of three records into the show. We're going to give it a whirl. Hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think if I do this right, we're going to get three more songs into the show. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to give it a try. Here are the Pala Brothers Orchestra. It's the Hoopla Skirt Polka.
Did you see the latest style from old Gay Hottie? Where the girls are wearing skirts high above the knee. 7 inches above the knees, this is quite a view. Even in old Gay Paris, this is something new. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Paris. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Paris. Chicago and New York, you can also see that the girls start wearing skirts like in Gay Paris. Everybody is so pleased with this latest style. Even Grandpa stops and looks with a great big smile. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Paris. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Paris.
And there you go, the Hoopla Skirt Polka, Pala Brothers here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I think we're going to do it. We're going to get in three more records. Here's Art Walunas and his orchestra. You call everybody, darling.
Just the game you're playing, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come a knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Hey.
saying. It's just a game you're playing, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come a knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
There you go. You call everybody darling. Art Walunas and the orchestra here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I told you we were going to fit in another song yet before we ran out of time. Not only that, we're going to fit in five songs because there's a five polka medley. Happy Bernie Gordish in the orchestra.
Там в окопа стои, там в окопа стои, и пише госта, роже, че го не бой, че че го не бой. Упай, шуп, упай, шупай, упай, шупай, упай, шупай, дана, до самого рана, упай, шупай, дана. Вчора спав на подвозі, чи став ёсь нещана, до самого рана, упай, шуп.
There you go. Happy Bernie Gordish and his orchestra there, and the Five Polkas medley here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I told you we were going to be able to squeeze in another couple of records, and there's five songs on that one. So, man, we're getting a bonus there. But now the old clock on the wall says, wrap this sucker up and start thinking about next week, all right?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Hoopa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.